Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. I had the joy of going to an amazing campground in northern Utah called Promised Land. The campgrounds are surrounded by magnificent cliffs and spires, and it was so inspiring I had to post some pictures of it on my Facebook page. If you go to my Facebook page, leave me a message. I'd love it. Besides being in awe of God's creation during the day and seeing the magnificent constellations at night, I did have some time for studying and reading, and I must admit I do enjoy the reading and research I do for my time with you here at Psalms of Hope. There's always so many things I want to share with you that blesses me as I read. For instance, have you taken time recently, even during this time of crisis, just for a few minutes to stop and think of all the good things in your life? Once I listened to a motivational speaker as he held up a blank piece of paper. He had put a big black dot in the middle, and he asked us what we saw. Well, we all agreed we saw the big black dot. But, he exclaimed, you didn't see the bigger picture, the piece of paper. Are you like that sometimes? So busy thinking and worrying about some problem, some black dot in your life, that you miss the bigger picture? You forget all about the blessings in your life, the gift of your friendships, a beautiful sunset, maybe your grandchild's cute little toes, the laughter as you share a joke. So many things in your life happen, and you forget to stop and be thankful, especially if you have a big black dot in your life too. Well, my friend Lily Knowles sings a wonderful song. The title is Through It All, and some of the lyrics I love are, I thank God for the storms he brought me through. If I never had a problem, I'd never know that he could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God can do. Oh, that's so true. Now be blessed as Lily sings Through It All.
Tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to make me strong. I've been to lots of places, and I've seen a lot of faces. Oh, but there's still been times when I felt so alone. But in those lonely hours, oh, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was his own. Oh, trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. He's there through it all. Through it all. I've learned to depend upon his word. I thank God for the mountains. I even thank him for the valleys. Oh, I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. Cause if I never had a problem, how would I know that he could solve them? I'd never know what faith in God could do. But I can tell you that through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. He never failed. Trust him, he's always there. He will be with me, he will be with you through it all.
Oh, what a blessing to be able to say, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. And for those of you who know Jesus, you do know that life is better when we trust in the Lord. Some years ago, our friend John had to have unexpected bypass surgery. Our prayers and that of his many friends gave him the peace that indeed he could trust in God through it all. John has a ministry called the Celebrant Singers. They take groups of young people all over the world to sing in churches and share their testimony of the goodness of Jesus in their lives. Sometimes they go into places where living conditions are difficult, such as the trip they made shortly after the earthquake in Haiti. Not only was it a life-changing experience for the Haitians, but it was a life-changing experience for the young people who went to minister in song. Their faith was strengthened, and they came home so grateful for their family and friends, and most of all, for Jesus in their lives. I often play the Celebrant Singers music here on Psalms of Hope, and I want to play one of their songs again. Now, I normally don't give out other websites, but if you love their music, go to celebrantsingers.org. You can read about them as well as listen to their music, and may it bless and encourage you too. Well, they have a wonderful song that says, "The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you." So here they are, the Celebrant Singers.
The greatest thing in all my life.
Yes, it's really true. The greatest thing in all my life is loving God. And I hope that's true for you too, dear listener. If you love the music of the Celebrant Singers and didn't get their website, email me and I'll send it on to you. Well, last week, Larry, one of my listeners, wrote that listening to Psalms of Hope gave him joy on Tuesdays. Well, he also wrote about a prayer need that he had and needing wisdom from the Lord, and I was thankful to share with him one of my most precious scriptures. It's from Isaiah, and it's for you too. Isaiah 30:21, which says, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." You know, sometimes life isn't simply black and white. Sometimes the way doesn't seem clear what we should do, and it's then we can turn to Jesus for his direction, and that's God's promise to us. If you seek him, seek direction in the Bible, you will hear a word, you will have a knowing deep down in your heart what to do. You can walk in divine wisdom. In fact, in the very beginning of Proverbs, it says, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom." And later, King Solomon went on to write, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and who gains understanding." I recently received a letter from the manager of one of the stations that carries Psalms of Hope. He wrote that he doesn't always have time to listen to Psalms of Hope, but this week he listened and he felt God speak to him about a problem that he was facing. And then he wrote, "The song you played reinforced what you were saying and what I needed to hear, so thank you." Yes, in these confusing and frightening times in our world, we need to seek the wisdom of God more than ever. Oh, how thankful you can be that as you seek wisdom from the Lord, he'll give it to you, no matter what your need is. And if you're wondering about some issue in your life right now, may this song by Frank Boggs minister to your wondering heart. Here he is. "Oh, I want to know you more."
Just the time I feel that I've been caught in the mire of self, and just the time I feel my mind's been bought by worldly wealth, that's when the breeze begins to blow, I know the Spirit's call, and all my melt into his love. Oh, I want to know you more. Deep within my soul, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you, to feel your heart and know your mind. Looking in your eyes stirs up within me cries that say, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you more. Oh, I want to know. When my daily deeds ordinarily lose life and song, my heart begins to bleed, sensitivity to him is gone. I've run the race, but set my pace, and face a shattered soul. But the gentle arms of Jesus warm my hunger to behold. And oh, I want to know you more. Deep within my soul, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you. To feel your heart and know your mind. Looking in your eyes stirs up within me cries that say, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you more. Oh, I want to know you. Precious Lamb of glory, love's most wondrous story, heart of God's redemption of man, worshiping the resurrection. Oh, I want to know you more. Oh, I want to know you more. Oh, I want to know.
Oh, it seems I'm always saying, oh, I love that music. Isn't it wonderful? Well, then I heard from Sharon, one of my listeners, and she agreed, saying she loves the variety of music I choose. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and I'm thankful that God-honoring music comes in so many different styles. Well, in the event you tuned in late, this is the Psalms of Hope program heard around the world. You know, I'm a planner, at least most of the time. And some years ago, we sold our house to move to another home. But while we were waiting for it to sell, one of my biggest jobs was to get the hundreds of books packed that my husband and I have collected. Well, I did clean some out to give away, but doing that wasn't very productive, as when I pulled out a book off the shelf, I would just glance at it to see if I really did want to give it away, and then I became engrossed in the thoughts of the writer, and that was the end of my sorting and packing. Well, finally, I mentioned it to a very wise and much more laid-back friend, and she said, try taking things one day at a time. Ask God each morning what He wants you to accomplish that day. That way, you'll only be planning according to His will for your life one day at a time. Well, that sounded like the best planning advice I could have. Ask God. So, if you're waiting for your own house to sell, or for a doctor's report, or for news about any issue you face, ask God what He wants you to accomplish that day, and you won't go wrong. Well, there's a wonderful song I want to play for you, and it says, "One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do." Now here's Gary McSpadden singing for you, "One Day at a Time."
I'm just a human, I'm only a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet
Help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. All the pushing and shoving are crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Yes, one day time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Show me the way, one day at a time. Yes, Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time.
Oh, yes, it really helps to learn to live one day at a time with Jesus, doesn't it? Then, no matter what the day holds, we know he'll be with us and walk with us in each and every situation. Well, there's a wonderful scripture I'd like to give you today to carry you through these difficult days in the world. It's found in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. The Apostle Paul wrote it from prison. He wrote, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ." And then Paul continues, "One final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Then the God of peace will be with you." And Jesus himself said in Luke 12, 29 to 32, "Don't be concerned about what to eat or what to drink. Don't worry about such things. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world. But your Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom." Oh, I have no doubt that our Father God loves to hear us thank him and praise him and to indeed speak about what is true and excellent and worthy of praise. And yes, God deserves our first and greatest thanks, even for life itself. And the greatest gift of all, Jesus, for dying on the cross for us so that we would be with him in heaven for eternity. That's so wonderful to think about. Well, hopefully you've enjoyed the music as well as the bits and pieces of thoughts on the program today. Will you email me or write? The announcer will give you the information, and it means so much to me. You know, it's easy to think, oh, Samantha gets so many emails and letters. And while we have a mighty ministry touching hearts, going around the United States and around the world, we're still a small ministry, but doing great things for God. So I need to hear from you today. That's the way I decide to stay on your station. I need to know that people are listening. So please write to me today and don't think someone else will do it. Well, until next time, next week, this is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your trust and hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.